Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is not welfare. Addressing childhood poverty in America ought to be a priority for us every single day.
Democratic Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal says 16 million children will benefit right away from an expanded child tax credit. In a rare bipartisan agreement, the House passed nearly $80 billion in help for low-income families, along with equipment and R&D tax breaks for businesses. But the top Republican on the Senate Budget Committee, Iowa's Chuck Grassley, opposes it. Grassley says it could help President Joe Biden get reelected if the rebate checks go out before November. Chicago is the latest and largest city to pass a Gaza ceasefire resolution. Alderman Rosana Rodriguez says her city is adding its voice to the growing call for peace.
The Palestinian community that I believe has not felt heard is going to be able to go home today knowing that the city government listened.
The Oregon Supreme Court says 10 Republican state senators who staged a weeks-long walkout last year over abortion, gun safety, and transgender health care can't run for re-election. The senators were disqualified under a voter-approved measure barring lawmakers with more than 10 unexcused absences. But Senate Republican leader Tim Knope says the move will smother dissent.
I think what the public really needs to know is there's people that are standing up to defend our constituents and their constitutional rights against the tyranny of the majority. Ultimately, the work of the legislature will get done.
Knope threatened future walkouts. To pass anything, Democrats will need at least 3 Republicans present to meet the two-thirds quorum. An Arizona lawmaker wants to give the legislature the power to appoint presidential electors, regardless of who gets the most votes. Republican Senator Anthony Kern was among the state's so-called fake electors who attempted to hand the state to former President Donald Trump in 2020.
Donald Trump won this election. And I call upon the Arizona legislature to vote to decertify the 2020 election.
If the legislature passes Kern's resolution, it will go to voters, who will decide if it should be added to the state constitution. College students in Kentucky could no longer use school-issued IDs to vote under a bill that's cleared the GOP-led Senate. Supporters say student IDs are vulnerable to fraud and easier to alter than government IDs. But State Senator Democrat Karen Berg says they're secure.
You have to be enrolled. You have to show who you are. Guys, these IDs are being used for access to every building on campus.
And faced with historically low recruitment, the Navy now says people without a high school diploma or GED can enlist. Applicants will still have to score a 50 or higher in the Armed Services Qualification Test. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.